Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with
ladies and gentlemen,
Jesse and Jules.
It goes like this.
Good morning, WA. Happy Friday.
Good morning. I must be losing my head this morning.
Why?
Because it's bloody bring your dog to work day.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, who do you see in the studio?
No Moose, no Louie.
There is no Moose or no Louie. I totally forgot.
Oh, no. Well, to be fair.
Anyway.
I know that Moose is sick at the moment should stay home.
No, sure. She's getting better and I really want him in here. He needs
I'm
cuddles.
I'm trying to argue for you.
I know, but I mean, it's the one day I can bring him in.
You can bring him in whenever you like. We are always happy to have Moose, I reckon. Everyone loves him.
But if he does a poo, I'm the one who has to clean it up,
that's
right?
True. Are you not allowed to just leave it on Bring Your Dog
Day? No,
to
Bring Your Dog Day, the boss does it because, like, you know, it's their fault because they allowed it.
So yesterday, you know how we were talking about State of Origin on this weekend? I am really confident. Having a bit of a purple patch at the moment. Aussies smashed the cricket last night. Also, Eagles won last night.
Okay.
So I'm feeling very happy. I feel like this is going to really annoy you all morning. Do you want to just tell everyone?
No, I can't even speak right now.
Because I feel like,
who'd you steal that off? You wouldn't have bought that.
No, I've had this for a couple of years now.
You just
got my Queensland jersey on this morning.
You jumped on the bandwagon this year, people.
Absolutely loving this one. Where's your Blues jersey?
I quit. I'm out.
Where's your Blues jersey? Go home and grab your jersey, mate.
Dirty before 6:30.
The stories that are just a little bit more adult, so we put them earlier in the show away from little ears. Now, this morning, it's adult because it's illicit substances.
Oh, what are we talking about?
Talking about some white powder this morning.
Cocaine.
Cocoa. But when you talk about that, usually you measure in grams, right?
Yeah.
Not this morning. We're going into kilos, hundreds.
All the big stuff.
Of kilos, right? So, I don't know if you know the name Nathan Bagley, but...
No.
Doesn't
ring a bell. Sounds like a cricketer, though.
No, he was a...
sorry, all the cricketers
was an athlete. Smearing the good name of cricket. He was a 3-time world champion kayaker and also 2 silver medals at Athens for Australia
as
a kayaker, right?
Yep.
Allegedly, and I got to put allegedly all over this story, right?
Okay.
Because when he got arrested the other day, it was for allegedly trying to smuggle in $210 million worth of the cocoa, which is 600 kilos, apparently.
Whoa!
Ryan, I'm like, how did he fit that on his kayak?
But also, I'm just kind of like, oh, guilty, you know? Nah.
Allegedly
guilty.
So they picked him up in Byron Bay the other day for aiding and abetting importation, right? Okay. He was arrested when his inflatable boat was detected by air surveillance.
Wait, what?
And I didn't know this is a thing that they do. Apparently, he had an inflatable boat 70 kilometres off Byron Bay last year. This is allegedly what happened. While being chased, he and his partner allegedly threw overboard $210 million.
Wait, where was he going to in the boat? And I mean... No wonder he got silver, right? Like,
it's not the first time he's...
He didn't get away, obviously.
Yeah, not the first time he's lost a boat race. But yeah, so he got picked up on the way to Byron Bay and $210 million. So he's going to face court soon, but...
Okay.
How wild is that? 600
kilos? I love how we threw, like, allegedly in there. Like,
you got to.
He was caught in a blow-up boat on his way to Byron.
Yeah, I know. Like, what else was he doing out there, right?
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up.
With
Jesse and Jules.
WA or...
USA!
USA! Where's the news story come from? Is it from WA or the United States?
Because sometimes, you know, WA definitely has those weird headlines. And when you first read them, you go, oh, this is an American story for sure. And then it's like... Out of broom.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
And you're like, oh, we do a lot of weird stuff here too. So I want to talk about being mean to make people go green this morning, recycling, shaming people into recycling. Now, this morning, who have we got to play?
Okay, we got Michelle from Australand. Good morning, girl.
Hello, good morning.
Michelle, I want to give you this headline and I want you to tell me whether you reckon it's from the USA or WA, okay?
Right.
See-through wheelie bins proposed in new plan to shame rubbish recyclers?
It's in WA.
It is. You sound like you know this story pretty well.
There's nothing about one of the councils that's going to do that and have monitors on their trucks so they could work out who wasn't recycling properly.
Yeah, I didn't even see the truck part, actually. I just only saw the see-through wheelie bin part.
They've actually introduced this to South Australia, so they're already getting named and shamed when it comes to people seeing in your bin.
Apparently it's been in the Northern Territory since 2012.
Oh!
I did not know that, but we're getting it in 2020. So
I tell you my biggest issue with it, right? Yeah. It sounds but I'm just like, I never clean out my wheelie bin. Like if you can see through, I don't care what I put in it to get, you know, thrown into the recycling.
Yeah.
But I'm more about like that when it's empty, people see how disgusting it is on the inside. You know what I mean? That means you're just gonna have to wash it all the time.
You gotta rinse out your recyclables and your recycling bin.
Yeah.
Do you recycle your stuff or?
I try to, yeah.
And you try to. You feel like you're going to get shamed. I feel like I'm going to get shamed.
What are you recycling?
Well, no, I just like I'm not always 100% sure. You know that whole "if in doubt, throw it out" kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like I lean on that a little bit too heavily.
Yeah, no, so do I. Don't worry, you're not the only one.
Mm,
no one wants that sticker on their bin saying it's contaminated.
Hit FM's Guess the Getaway. Get away to the newly refurbished RAC Carrie Valley Resort.
We have an opportunity, in fact, the last opportunity, to win that $500 voucher to the newly refurbished RAC Carrie Valley Resort. You just got to guess which getaway movie we're talking about.
And we have Jessica from Australind joining us on the phone. Good morning, girl.
Good morning.
Now, Jess, we're going to play this little clip from the song one more time, and then you can guess, okay?
All right,
here we go.
You want to step back and get in your car again, please?
I swear, 3 days ago, neither one of us would have ever pulled a stunt like this, but if you was able to meet my husband, you'd understand why.
What are you thinking, Jess? Who is it?
Is it Speed with Sandra Bullock?
Say that again?
Is it Speed with Sandra Bullock?
It is not.
No.
I'm sorry, mate. It's Thelma and Louise.
Oh, okay, thank you.
No worries, mate. Have a fantastic Friday.
Trending now at hits.com.au.
Okay, so here's one for you single Tinder users out there. Matches have been revealed as far as your star sign goes, the most matches that you will get on Tinder.
Oh, really?
Yes. So now, just before we go any further, because I've just found out that you no longer have Tinder, they deleted you off.
Yeah, long time ago.
And now that would mean that you're not using it if they've deleted you off.
Yeah, after a little while of not using it, gives a little notification like, oh, we see you're not using it anymore.
Yeah.
We're taking your profile out of circulation.
Why?
I just got bored of it, really.
Oh, ladies of the Southwest. Sorry, Jesse's bored of you.
No. Well, I got bored of not getting any matches. I don't know. That says more about me than that.
How could you not get matches?
Well, I don't know. Like, you just, I don't know.
You're a good-looking rooster, you know. You're in the prime of your life.
We can both agree that I don't take a good photo.
Oh, that's true. Well,
it's like the episode from Friends with Chandler where it's like, smile for the camera and it's like, oh.
Just let me take over your Tinder and you'll be sweet.
I get some photos of me, like, with holding a fish or, you know, shirtless in the gym. Isn't that the typical Tinder gear?
No, it's the bathroom selfie with the toilet in the background.
Oh.
No shirt on. That's what does it for you.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so what their Tinder has actually done is they've looked into the star sign ranking when it comes to attracting the opposite sex.
Right.
So for women, the top three are Scorpio, Leo, and Taurus. You actually get more swipe right.
If you're a woman with those star signs, that's good for you.
Now, if you are an Aries, Sagittarius, or a Pisces, no, you're the least swiped.
Oh.
And Aries, Sagittarius, and then Pisces being last, and I'm a Pisces. Oh, my God.
But what's the most for the men?
Okay, let me start off with the least for the men. Cancer, Sagittarius, and Capricorn are getting the least swipes. Taurus is number one in the men getting the swipes. Now, for those that aren't aware, Jesse is a Taurus, a bull, right?
Yeah, so Taurus is winning on the girl and the boyfriend.
Yes, essentially, yeah. Well, it comes in third for the females and first for you. And but you've just kind of blown this whole theory because you're not on it because you're not getting the swipe.
No way that a theory to do with star signs is not true. Oh. You shocked
me. Let's not get into this because, you know, I'm very big on the horoscope. Yeah. I read it every single day. It determines how my day goes, yeah. To be honest.
Yeah.
If you do want to find out what else is trending, hit.com.au is where you need to go.
This is The Catch Up with Jesse and Jules.
Yay! And for those that don't know about this segment, I'm the one who presses the buttons on this one. So if Jesse gets too nerdy on the chat, you hear the...
Yay!
Or
if it's impressive.
If it's impressive.
Yeah, a bit of that. Owen Wilson, wow. Now, this morning, I want to talk about cryptocurrency. And before... I knew that was going to happen because this is so nerdy.
Unless it's going to make me some money, you know.
Well, I reckon we might be onto a bit of money making here, okay? So for anyone who doesn't know what cryptocurrency is, like Bitcoin and all of that stuff you heard about for a while.
Yeah.
So there is a new one coming out, right? But I think this one is the one that will make everyone really kind of sit up and pay attention.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Libra.
Like the star sign.
Yeah, which I thought was an odd name, but then again, so is Bitcoin and all the other ones that are out
true,
there.
That's true, that's true.
But the reason that it's so interesting is it comes from Facebook.
Ooh!
Wow.
Yeah, so Facebook are launching this to 2 billion people around the world, and it will have its own currency so that when you transfer money internationally, no fees, like Western Union fees and all of that kind of stuff.
Yes.
Right?
Well,
I think
yes.
It'll be much lower fees. But they've got some massive partners in on this, like PayPal, Uber, Spotify, Visa, MasterCard.
Wow.
They're all involved in this, right? But they are also under federal investigation over privacy practices and all sorts of things like
yes.
that as well. But my first thought, and I don't know if you thought this same thing as well when I just said this, but my first thought is Facebook already controls way too much of my information.
You're absolutely right.
Right, like I've given way too much information to them already, which is my fault as well.
Yeah.
But you know who else I've given a lot of information and a lot of stuff to?
Who?
The bank. And
very
now Facebook
true.
Want to be the bank too.
Yes.
So
I mean, why not? They got everything bloody else, right?
I feel like everything we do is eventually just going to be done through Facebook and that's it, you know?
Yeah, we won't need anything else. You'll only need the Facebook app and that's it.
And yeah, that'll be your entire life. Anyway, apparently it's set to launch sometime in the next 6 to 12 months. So
Wow. Oh, wait, why didn't you just say well?
Yeah. But I feel like, you know, at some point we're going to, you know, currency, you know, how their privacy gets broken on Facebook.
Yeah.
Like your account will just get broken or something.
Like
you'll just wake up and have no money one day.
The thing is, before we got into this break, you were like, oh, you're going to be hitting the nerd button a fair bit. But I'm actually quite intrigued by this story.
Yeah. Well, it will be interesting to see how the value fluctuates because, you know, Bitcoin is all over the map and stuff.
Anything to do with money and me making money, I am a part of it. So.
Facebook notification. You've made $1 million. Facebook notification. Your bank account's empty.
this is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up with Jesse and Jules.
Now, making the news lately is, you know, the voluntary euthanasia laws that were passed in Victoria only on Wednesday, I believe.
Yeah.
I believe that this should be right across Australia, that people should have the right to, you know... have assisted, you know, dying if they need it.
Yeah.
And another lady who believes that as well and is doing something quite incredible. Her name is Belinda Tay and she's she's from Perth.
Yeah.
She is walking from Melbourne to Perth.
Yeah, this is incredible.
To have this law introduced into Western Australia. And she joins us right now. Good morning, Belinda.
Morning, guys. How are you going?
Well,
we're fine. Yeah. How are you going?
It's funny. Everyone always asks me, how's it going? Like, must be so crazy. And, like, yeah, the physical walking stuff is hard, you know, like, but I've got so much support. I got sponsored by an anti-blister sock company.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Best guys ever. Huge shout out to Lightfoot Australia, by the way.
Oh, I love it.
But, yeah, but mentally and emotionally, that's been the challenge.
Yeah.
But look, I've just been getting so much support from people across the country, not just WA, and that's really what's been keeping me going. So yeah, I'm all good, ticking along, just cruising.
Okay, now Belinda, you started your journey on the 28th of May, and you are about to cross the border tomorrow into WA.
Yeah, that's the one. So I'm in Port Pirie tonight. I'll be sort of staying near Ceduna.
in South Australia. And then the day after that, I'll be crossing the border. I'm going to do a little selfie at the border.
Nice.
To celebrate my crossing back home. Like, I never thought that, like, I would miss WA this much, as I'm going across Australia, you know, like, oh, you know, Australia is, like, pretty homogenous, the culture across the state. But, I don't know, there's just something about WA. I really miss it, so I'm really looking forward to coming home.
And how long will it be until you're in Kalgoorlie?
Kalgoorlie, I get to on
the 29th of June.
So I think that's Saturday, isn't it? Yeah, that's Saturday.
Okay, so the people of Cal can see you walking the streets on the 29th of June.
That's it.
Yes, yeah, here's the thing. I've got where she's planning to be, so it'd be great. We can update our listeners along the way. So if you do see Belinda out there, give us some love and support. Honk your horn in a big way because, I mean, not only is that walk huge, it's bloody cold.
Oh, yeah, the coldest time of year to do it.
Now, Belinda, just quickly fill us in with as to why you are actually doing this.
So it's really quite simple. You can put whatever political spin you want on it, but I'm working for my mum, and that's the truth. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, my mum was diagnosed with terminal breast cancer. She was in so much pain that she couldn't move in her bed without screaming because a tumour had fractured her spine in two places.
Oh, my gosh.
So they were pumping her with medicine, and sorry, that sounds terrible. She received the best palliative care that you could get in our state. I have so much love and respect for the entire medical team, especially her palliative care consultant, especially her oncologist. And despite the best effort and all the best intentions, all the love, they just couldn't help her. They couldn't. She was just in that small portion of patients that can't be helped by medicine. She made a direct request to her oncologist and to her palliative care consultant, her own consultant, when she was told she had several weeks left to live. She said, "Can you help me to go quicker?" And the response was, "No, we can't because it's not a legal option." Mm. And she went on to die in a way that will haunt me for the rest of my life. Mm. People can find out more details about that on Facebook or my website if they really want to. But look, it's not a rare story. We all know what happens. We're just not talking about it. And so I'm walking across the country. I want people to start talking about it. I want people to see that this law has been passed in Victoria. It can be done.
Yes.
I don't believe this thing where it's too hard. That's not good enough for me. And so that's why I'm walking.
Well, Victoria have had 100 inquiries of this already since Wednesday for assisted dying. So, I mean, it's definitely needed. Now, Belinda, everyone can follow your journey on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram as well too to find out where you are up to. But we will be touching base with you as you journey through WA. And definitely when you come through Bunbury, we'll have you in the studio with us.
We'd love that. Can't wait to see you guys. Thanks so much.
You guys ready?
You versus us. Book your ultimate winter staycation with Pan Pacific Perth.
Now, Chloe, I understand that you want to go against myself this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I'm getting a little bit nervous about having to read out the questions too because I stuffed that up.
Quizmaster Julesy over here.
All right. Let's go with... All right, Chloe. Now, buzzing with your name, okay? If you get it wrong, Jesse gets a chance and then vice versa.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, question number one. Which female celebrity has deleted Instagram from their phone?
Jesse.
Got it.
Selena Gomez.
True.
I listen to what's trending sometimes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay, question number two. How tall is the Eiffel Tower in Paris? It is a multiple choice question.
Oh, Chloe's all over it.
20.
I'll give you the multiple choice answers. 300 metres, 318 metres, or 324 metres?
324.
Yes!
Oh,
all right. Question number three. Where is game two of State of Origin being played this weekend?
Coit.
Perth, off the stadium.
Yeah.
Sorry. Go Queensland.
I would be more excited about it, but I'm not. Okay. All right, Clobby. Come on, go. You got two more chances.
2-1.
Okay.
Beethoven was famous for being...
Chloe. Penis. Songwriter. Thing.
Thought you said something else there.
No, but there was something that... Something else had to be said after the question.
For being a famous...
I mean, after... Yeah, pianist, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Phil Beethoven.
Go on, Chloe. I'll give you a crack at it.
All right.
B-A... Sorry, girl. All right, Jesse.
B-H...
Girl. What is going on? Jeez, I hope the person who wrote these questions knows how to spell it. B B-E-E-T-H-O-V-E-N.
I'll be honest with you. When you said Beethoven, I was like, oh, the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Okay, you both got that one wrong.
So what are we're at 2-1 to Chloe, and
yes,
this is the last
so
question.
So if Chloe gets this one, we go to a tiebreaker.
No, if I get this one, we go to a tiebreaker. Chloe's up, isn't she?
You got... Yeah, no, you're on two.
Oh, I'm selling myself short.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, I'll just let you run the quiz, shall
Thank
I?
You.
Maybe just
Thank
get back
you.
In my box.
Okay, get ready. Get ready, babe.
All right.
What animal is on the West Australian flag?
Jessie.
Chloe.
Oh, I think Chloe might have beat me there.
Oh, did she? I would have said you, but...
I'm going to say I'm a... kangaroo.
West Australia.
It's a black swan.
Oh, West Australia.
Yes. Oh, your eagerness has done you in there, Chloe. Unlucky, mate.
Oh, sorry, babe.
Thanks for playing, mate.
Thank you.
Bye.
That one is back again on Monday. Escape winter with a luxury staycation at Pan Pacific Perth, panpacific.com.
This is The Catch Up with Jessie and Jules.
Okay, so for those that aren't aware, I am moving out of this big house that I'm in at the moment and moving into a smaller apartment when I find one, right?
Yeah.
So at the moment, my week's been quite busy of going to inspections, like going and seeing other apartments.
Totally.
But also because my place is going to be is up for lease, there's a lot of people actually coming through my house.
Yeah.
Trying to, wanting to rent it, right?
Yeah.
Now, my house is pretty trendy. The owner has done like an amazing job. There's like there's beautiful feature walls. There's glass windows every, or glass doors
glass
everywhere.
Fence for the pool.
Yeah, it is like it's actually quite stunning.
The
and it's
spa.
On like two levels. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So and obviously it's all my furniture in there at the moment and all my clothes and whatnot. So everything is really quite presentable. But I freak out like. You know, I kind of freak out when it comes to people coming into my place of like, not like, I'm just more like, are they going to judge me on my design and how I have things set up?
Well, it's a weird thing to have someone else come through and look at your house.
Yeah.
It's just bizarre.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I thought though, you know, on Tuesday, like Tuesday this week was my first in viewing for people to come through. And I went home, I put all the like the mood lighting on.
Oh, okay.
I got some candles lit, you know, the Hawaiian breeze scented candles, right, all throughout the house.
Yeah.
And I also decided that I was going to put some music on, some bit of theme music, relaxing music that was going to happen and play throughout the house. Like, this is the level.
It's too much.
No, not at all. When people step in that door, they walk into a different kind of space.
It's not your house, though. What are you trying to sell it for?
I'm trying to help out a friend, you know?
Okay.
Trying to help out. Anyway, last night I had another one.
Right.
And I thought I would step it up a little bit.
Okay.
Now, obviously people go
more
into different
rooms. More than candles.
So I put the mood lighting on again. I lit the candles, the Hawaiian breeze, yep, that was still going. And but what I thought I would do... put a speaker in the speaker that was playing music out. Instead of having like a generic, you know, kind of like relaxing music throughout the house, I would start to theme up the bedrooms. So what I actually did had the speaker in the main bedroom, right?
Right.
This was playing.
Why? Why
because
would you
it's
play
all
this?
About the mood, right? And when people walk into certain rooms, I want them to get in a certain mood to feel right at home.
Okay, but I think with that song, you run the risk of people feeling way too much at home on an inspection, right? Like, you want them seeing the house, enjoying the house, but not enjoying the house that much.
I just didn't want them to get into that mood, though. I reckon I'm the best tenant out there. Seriously, what I am doing for my real estate agent, amazing.
It is above and beyond to the point where I'm like, you need the amount of time you're investing in this, you need to get a return on. I think you need to go into real estate.
Well, this is another thing as well, too. I may have found another career path. I'm not too sure. Anyway, what I want to just fill you in on, because I've got another viewing coming in on Tuesday, right? And I feel like I just need to keep adding more to it.
Yeah.
I've decided I'm going to cook chicken wings in the oven, like five spice Asian chicken wings.
Right.
In the seasoning to get that beautiful, like, Asian like fusion out there into the kitchen.
Well, I just can't imagine doing a tour of your home.
Who does not love chicken wings? Seriously.
You're going to be smelling incredible food.
Yeah.
You're going to be hearing the music on in the bedroom.
You know it.
People are going to be scrambling for this house.
Oh, there's going to be so many people going through a viewing on Tuesday. They're going to know. They're going to, by the way, you can't eat the chicken wings. I'm not going to give you the chicken wings.
Oh, it's
on
just
Tuesday.
A smell.
No, it's just a smell. That's it. I won't have enough to go around.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that was Hit Breakfast with Jesse and Jules.
Want more Jesse and Jules? Download the Hit app.
This is the showdown.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.